listeners. Welcome back to Rose and Reed's podcast. I'm Sophia.
I'm Haley.
Blah, blah, blah. I almost got tongue-tied there for a second. Did you hear that?
No, but trip over my words. Rat yourself out.
I know.
Cheers. I know we're going to rat ourselves out. It's Friday.
Yes, thank God.
So we're recording today, but obviously this will come out Tuesday. So cheers to the freaking weekend, because we're just happy to be here.
Oh.
This wine is not good.
That's not good at all. What is this? Care?
It was my pick.
Wine of Spain.
It's not good, guys. Don't buy this one.
Mm-mm. Spain. Do better. Not good. Yeah. Anyways, on to the next part.
Guys, we are here doing things we never got over. It's right here.
I like how you had to check the title.
Well, because I wrote it down on my notes, things we left behind. And I was like,
That's other one. That's Nash's, isn't it?
Is it?
I think so. I have it somewhere. Oh, it's over
the
by mine.
The things we left behind. It's the second one. So we're not doing the second one.
No.
We're doing the first one, which was so good. So good. It had all the feels.
Knox and Naomi, love them. Love their little heart vest. Just love it.
It was so cute. And when I got done with this, so I read it before Sophia, and I was like running to you. I was like, we have to read this. It's so good.
It was so good.
I was so obsessed with it. It was like,
it was a good little break from the fantasy that we've
been
just like fantasy, go, go, go. So it was just a good little palate cleanser. I just love their little romance story.
It was one of the best romances that wasn't – it's kind of cheesy, obviously.
Oh, there's cheese
factor in there, but it didn't feel like a Hallmarky kind of thing. No. At least to me it didn't, because like we did the Hallmarky kind of books for Christmas.
Oh, 100%.
And it was like
our holiday books were definitely Hallmarky. This one gave me a little bit of Hallmark vibes because everything just fell into place, but I still enjoyed it.
Me too. It I just feel like it should have been a TV show.
I think they could 100% do like a movie out of this.
I think the movie would kill.
Oh yeah.
And speaking of, who would fan cast it?
Okay, so let's do Knox first, obviously.
The guy from Sons of Anarchy.
Yes, what's his name?
Charlie Hunnam? H-U-N-N-A-M. I don't know how to say it.
Hunnam.
But he's from Sons of Anarchy. He's Jax. He's the main guy.
So hot.
So sexy. Like, if you just did him up right, I don't even know. You don't really need to change him.
You just have a little cute buzz cut, big muscles.
He's got the biker-y kind of look. Like, yeah.
What did she call him throughout the whole book? Viking?
Viking. Okay, Viking.
So hot. I love it.
And it's just like kind of just a damsel in distress moment.
It was 100% damsel in distress.
Yeah, so they meet at the coffee shop, and her evil twin sister is just running amok, as usual. And
how everybody in the town assumes that Naomi is the sister. What was the sister's name?
But like, I don't even understand how you can get them kind of mixed up when I just feel like twins, you either like are very polar opposites and you know who's who.
Right.
So I don't know. I just feel like,
especially in this situation, because it sounded like to me that Tina was more white trash, where Naomi was preppy.
Like got her shit together, like very nice looking, hair kind of done. I just don't think that if Tina walked in and then she walked in, you would mistake it to the point where like, I'm not gonna serve you, Tina. And it's like,
oh yeah,
I'm not Tina.
Not about it.
And but then she's like, I'm not Tina, and
it's not me.
Yeah,
please give me my coffee.
I just feel like, yeah, if you're running amok at a coffee shop, Sophia, and you came up to me and you're just like just crazy mess, and then all of a sudden your sister walks in who's like not, I think I would be able to
differentiate.
Yeah. I don't know.
Don't know many twins. That's my problem. Like, I don't know. Anytime I see twins, I think they look exactly alike. I don't see any differences. So unless their hair color was different though, right?
Their hair color was different. So
that's a pretty good, like, oh, look, it's not Tina, or not Tina.
Or just like you said, like you think she's like white trash. She's probably not dressing like great.
Probably has a bad accent.
Yeah.
That's what I was picturing.
Me too. And so it's like, how do you not recognize these people? I don't know.
I don't know.
But like we said, very cheesy of the fact that like everything has to come together, and then he comes storming in that coffee shop.
Get out of here, Tina.
And she's like, I'm not Tina for the last time. Then she probably
freaks out on him.
I know. And I think she's just had it like up to here with like everything.
I feel like it was almost love at first sight, even though they both didn't know it, because he knocks after he found out that it wasn't Tina, it was Naomi.
Yeah.
he helps her do everything, gets her a place to live, finds her a job.
Even though he's like, this brat, like, this woman is driving me crazy. But the, yeah. Oh my God, she's really sexy. And like, you get, because you get the two point of views.
Yes.
And so you're like, wait a second. You're telling me that she's so sexy and that she's got this,
but
like,
she's a brat.
Vibe. Yeah.
Can't stand the brat.
Can't stand her.
Yeah. Okay. Okay. Make up your mind.
I don't know. It's got, but I love him.
I know.
The whole
the
time.
Boyfriend. She said, what did you say? You're like, he's definitely high up on my list now.
Oh, I've got my boyfriend list. And so obviously it's consisted with fantasy so far because they're just amazing. I haven't had anybody come in that's not fantasy except for Knox.
Knox Morgan.
Knox Morgan.
He's you made the list. I love
he's
it.
He's my, yeah. I think he's, he I only have there? Like five and oh, I think he's seven. On it. How many you got?
Resand.
Yeah.
Rowan.
Yeah. Dorian.
Dorian. The guy from Blood and Ash, can't remember his name. Castile.
Oh, okay, so that's hot. Only four. And then Knox Morgan, five. Bam.
Yeah.
That's about it.
Zayden.
Oh, yeah. See, I'm going to – I don't have read Blood and Ash, so I'm kicking him off, and I'll put Zayden right there.
Zayden's in there, too.
But Zayden's so higher six, than Dorian, so I'm like, they switched them.
I don't know if Zayden's higher than Dorian in my book. Oh. Oh, anyways, off topic.
Well, not really, because boyfriends are important. They are. But Knox Morgan, that's how high up he is for us, you guys. He's so sexy, so cute. And she's adorable, too. Like, I just feel like she's down to earth. She could be my friend. She could be my friend.
I would love to have her as a friend. She's just that got that bubbly personality. She's a people pleaser. I'm a people pleaser. I really identified with her in this book.
I did too.
So much, because I'm always trying to like fix everything for other people and make people feel more comfortable and not be a nuisance to people.
Same. I 100% did. And yeah. Like, I take care of my niece.
So I was just like,
I know.
This whole I've been cleaning story. Up messes from my brother since I was a little. No offense. Love you, bro. But I mean, let's yeah. be honest.
I just resonated to this book. I was like,
same.
This is my life. And so
it's a great book.
Yeah, it was.
If you haven't read it, read it.
Read it. Because it was so good, guys. It was.
Read it.
Well, and like Naomi Watt, we didn't fan cast her, but she has the feel and look of like a young Jessica Alba.
I liked your fan cast for that. I'll go with that one.
Yeah.
So Jessica Alba, you need to be a little younger again and star in this new movie that we're putting out.
Absolutely. So we've talked about the back and forth point of view, which I loved.
Yes.
And then the spice level.
Spice this. Level was up there, man, when they finally got to it. It took a couple hundred pages to get to it, but
this
damn.
Book is long.
It is long. It was longer than I expected. But
same, but I liked it. And yeah. When they first started hooking up, they're both like, we don't want something serious. We don't want anything serious. And I'm like, okay.
What? But when they finally do it, and then the next morning her parents come in. Can we talk about that? How awkward that would be?
I feel like they didn't make it as awkward as it like really 100% should have been.
My dad would have been pounding down the door trying to like get his ass out of the house, finding a shotgun, all kinds
of
things.
I understand they're older. They're like 35, 40. Like he's 41 or something like in the
book. And she's 36.
So I understand this happens.
Yeah. They're adults.
They're adults. They're not young teenagers hiding boys like in the house. 100% get that. However, I'm going to be very embarrassed going down the steps and then seeing like my one night stand come down the stairs.
Well, I mean, she had bras in the kitchen, underwear of his on the couch. I mean, it's just it's there. The evidence is all around.
And then he just comes strolling down. And it's like, what?
Let's go to breakfast, everybody. Go to Liza. Did you pronounce the grandmother's name as Liza J or
yeah.
Lisa J?
No, Liza J.
Okay, that's what I thought too.
And I think that's what it's supposed to be.
That's what I thought. Good.
Liza J.
Liza J.
Yeah. And then they're all just like chilling, having breakfast.
I liked the compound setup where there were multiple houses on the same land and they all were like family. There.
I pictured like loved this it. Long dirt road. Yep. Big house like right here.
Yep.
And then at the end of the dirt road, you had like two cabins kind of thing.
Yep.
And so
trees on the outskirts.
Yeah.
Lots like, of grass. Maybe a hay bale here and there.
Yeah.
100%.
Like
same.
Spanish moss. Like I don't know. Very Spanish moss. Very yes. Southy kind of. I don't know.
I felt like the setting was more Southern vibes.
Very Georgia. Like
yes, Georgia. Exactly. But
why is it right out of DC?
I don't know. Maybe we got that part wrong, but whatever.
I definitely picked up small town vibes.
Well, yeah. And I guess there can be small towns in the – is that even the north? It's the East Coast.
It's Mid-Atlantic.
Mid-Atlantic.
But, like, I've to never me, been there. Even Virginia doesn't feel like the South, even though I guess at one
I've
point
I've never been to Virginia, so was, I have no idea.
And I think that's exactly where this is somewhere. Knockemout is in Virginia, which what?
Knockemout. Can we talk about the name of the town for a moment?
Why?
Knockemout. Well, because they said that they solved their issues with fists but instead of words or something.
Mm-hmm. It's so stupid.
Knockemout. That was a Hallmarky part. Definitely cheese. Extra mm-hmm. cheese on the name of the town.
Which, like, now when you go to look at the book mm-hmm. online or in Barnes and Nobles and stuff, it has their different series names, but the series is called Knockemout Series.
The Knockemout, because it's all in that same town.
Yeah, I know.
Knockemout. There was another town name that she had in there. I don't remember it, but it was something along those lines. And I was like, she just went with it, didn't she? Just yeah, weird named towns. Good for you, Lucy Score. I enjoyed it, though. She's got a lot of other books that she's written, and I would
They're
like
all
to read them.
Cheesy fest, I think. Are they? Like, love kind of things.
Mm-hmm. Well, I mean, you pick what you're good at, and you run with it.
Oh, absolutely. Well, and then even her second book, which we talked about.
Things We Left Behind.
Things We Left Behind is Knox Morgan's brother.
Nash. I'm excited for that one.
And it's about the girl who was Knox's ex back in the day. The girl that she meets at the bar, Naomi. What's her name? Do you remember?
Julian? No,
Lucian is the boy, Lucy.
Michelle. Oh my gosh. I don't know how I already forgot
the Okay,
names.
So there is a part in the book. I hope you guys read this part because it was so funny to me.
Hilarious.
It was towards the end of the book. And of course, Knox and Naomi break up. Oh my God.
Ugh,
he gets
stupid,
too scared.
Chicken shit.
And so she's like, fuck this. I'm going to go to this bar. I don't even know how she ends up there, but she does. And
it's the bar she works at.
The girl comes in, kisses Knox.
The honky tonk.
At the honky tonk. And she sees it. And she's just like, no, peace out. I'm not working today. Like, fuck this
place.
She's
like, this is not what I needed
today. And
the
girl goes up to her and she's like, let's go to the bar. This bar I know.
I'm sorry. And you're telling me that that is going to be Nash's love interest, new wifey? I had no idea. Because,
new wifey.
You know, in the epilogue, they just say Nash's wife. They don't give a name.
Yeah, it's the girl from the bar. And so when they're at the bar, they make friends with the bartender and they keep talking about it's the funniest scene and I love it. And then her and Lucy or Naomi's best friend are there and all three of them just get just smashed at like 2 o'clock in the afternoon.
Oh, I love that. Her best gay friend, Steph.
Yes.
I need a best gay friend. Anybody wants to put in an application.
He's fantastic.
He is. I love him.
Love him. He's so sweet. And but yeah. What did you think about Nash?
So I thought he was a goody two-shoe cop. I'm not a big fan of cops. No offense. Don't come at me. I've had some run-ins, but so it's not my favorite trope, I guess you could call it. I don't like the cop trope. So
no. Yeah.
I'm going to power through his book just to get to Lucian's book.
See, you need to please do that for me because I think I'll miss some stuff that happens in the second book to jump into the third. I think they all kind of tie together. They don't like stand alone. So I think if I was to jump into the third one, I'd be lost on some things.
Yeah, I think so too. That's why I'm going to read the Nash one. And then I don't remember what Lucian's is called.
I don't remember either. We'll post it though on our social. But that one actually is supposed to be like really good.
The third one? Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That one's supposed to be better.
Nobody wants to read about the cop. I'm telling you.
I know. And that's why like I wish she would have just done maybe even just two and
just
put
him and Lucian.
Yeah.
Or just combine Nash and Lucian.
Yeah. Make it two stories.
Nash's is pretty big. I'm looking over.
So is the third one.
Yeah.
It's like pretty big too. But it's funny because Lucian's in the first book, they don't give anything away, but she mentions stuff.
Is it Sloane?
Sloane.
The library lady.
Hates him.
Yeah.
Like, won't even talk to him and is just like.
They hate each other.
They hate each other, but nobody knows why.
Right.
Which is weird.
Yeah. I
like
how
that
she kept that a secret, though, until the third book. I like that.
Yeah. So we'll see. Which is kind of cool. And
stop back later and I'll let you know how those are.
Yeah. I know. So.
What else? What were some other good parts of the book that really stood out to you?
I don't know if this was like a good part. I thought it was a little drawn out. Mm-hmm. Was obviously the fight between the brothers, but like why? And like he wins the lottery.
Yeah. Oh, because he's trying to give away money.
But it's just like, okay, just take it and like move on.
Or men are weird about taking money from other people. Yeah, so I get it.
It is weird.
And I don't like people just handing out money because it like, makes you feel like entitled.
Yeah.
And so I didn't like that part.
But I didn't even like
either.
It of like, why are you even doing that? Like he doesn't want it. So stop.
Yeah.
So stop.
He's trying to take his twisted backwards way of trying to take care of people. I get it. My dad does it sometimes, but it's not a good way to be. People yeah. don't want handouts.
Handouts.
Most yeah. people don't want handouts.
Well, and well, especially if somebody keeps telling you like yeah. over and over again, like, I don't want this. And it just becomes like such a riff. And it was like, okay, I don't know. Okay.
Let's talk about Waylay because I really like her. The main part of this book. Basically, Naomi gets to this town and finds out her sister steals her car, steals her wallet, steals her ID, leaves her with a almost teenage daughter, and
she's
Naomi,
what, 11?
Yeah, 11. And so Naomi's here to just pick up the pieces of her sister's broken life and learn how to raise a niece she didn't know. And I honestly love Waylay. I thought she was
so cute. She so could have been so way sweet. Worse than what she it is.
Yeah.
Discipline-wise, like, we're dealing with children right now. And
oh,
like,
my gosh.
You know how bad if they don't have structure in their life, if they don't have just anything, how different the roads could have mm-hmm. been. And she is so cute.
She's smart too.
Smart.
She started going to the library to fix things. She's a tech genius.
For old people. I'm sorry, but that was so sweet.
Look at me. I'm going to drink this crappy wine.
And her name, little Waylay.
Waylay. That poor little dear.
I know.
Her mom's just
mom's whacked out.
We're about to say it. The part where we've learned that she cut her hair as a punishment. Her mother cuts her hair as a punishment, even though Waylay loves her long hair.
Yeah, that was really sad.
Broke my heart. She delved that information out while they were both getting haircuts at Knox Morgan's place and everybody. But Knox saves her, like saves the day, and is like, "You don't let anybody do that."
Yeah.
Becomes
I love
hero. Ugh.
He does that a couple times throughout the book. Yeah. Give me some crappy wine over here. He does that a couple times throughout the book where he really resignates to the situation and says, like, no.
Yes,
don't
rises,
let somebody
rises to the occasion.
Yes, and don't let somebody else take your happiness.
Right.
And it was so sweet as a parent. You just like
I cried. I definitely cried at the haircut part.
I cried too. And it was just mm-hmm. like, what are you doing to this child? I got no words
because
it was
either.
Really bad. It was like just such a sad situation. And you know that people are out there doing that and like, and punishing children like that where they love something so much and they just take it from
taking
them.
Taking it away from them. Yeah. Take away TV. Take away a phone, you know? Don't take cutting your hair.
Well, because that she loved it so much and just chopped it off. Like, how brutal.
So bad.
So that was pretty bad. And then, like, the end of this book was so
– okay, I did not see the end coming.
It was so funny. Well, throughout, she's like, what, has something missing from her little cabin. And
stuff stolen.
So she's kind of aware that her sister's back in town because she's just like peaced out the whole time. So she's like, all right.
She's looking for something. They find out that Tina's been looking for something because she keeps coming back. She's not making a huge mess. She's just looking for something. They can't figure out what she's looking for.
Yeah. And it's this chip. Thing like a little USB little chip.
Oh, and Nash gets shot, and that like ties into the whole Tina and the shitty crime lord
Norm,
son.
Yeah, that she is dating.
Yes,
and he's trying to like break out on his own to show his dad.
Yeah, I'm sorry. This whole ending, it was a cheese fest. It just kind of escalated from went from small town vibes. We don't know what's going on. Oh, it's a little break into hey, we're in the crime mafia now.
I agree.
And we're gonna shoot you in the face. And I was like, dang.
I agree.
We just did a 180.
I agree. Because it was like all of a sudden,
man. We're stealing kids. We're kidnapping like adults.
It didn't have anything to do with mobster mentality mm-mm. throughout the whole book.
No, there was nothing
until
about
the
mob.
End.
Until
and
the
it was
end.
Like,
it's like Otita found herself a really, really shitty new boyfriend who's in the mob.
It was weird. I'm sorry, but that's a no for me, dog. Okay.
I just pictured some guy in like shitty leopard suit and piercings everywhere, tattoos, and just kind of all over the place, entitled, waving a gun around, which is not what you want.
No.
Mm-mm. Not my cup of tea.
No, but poor little Waylay stole what they were looking for, which I think is so freaking funny.
Of course she did.
Of course a child would do that. Because you know, like, she knows her mom. And mm-hmm. she's like, this is the shit she's coming back for.
This is what she wants.
Yep. And I, you know what, mom?
She kept it on her the whole time.
I'm not going to do it.
It was the little heart charm. On, whenever that came out, I was like, good job, Lucy. I like how you tied that full circle.
Yeah.
Because she just dropped hints about the little heart charm on her shoes throughout the entire book.
Yep.
Just every once in a while. Oh, and then there's that heart charm.
Yeah. And I was at first I was like, okay, it's just like a charm.
I know. It's, why is it so cool?
Yeah.
It's like,
well, because it's not a charm. Yeah. It's a little USB thing that has all the information for this.
What was
like,
the information?
Crime lord.
It was just
I don't know.
Drugs,
money, guns.
Something
whatever
they
were selling.
Want.
Yeah, I don't really kind of skimmed over that. I was just like, huh. Well, it was just like
you did
not skimmed over it. Like obviously I read it. Like I know that they switch places. And
oh,
like,
I love the switch places.
Yeah, that was kind of funny.
The guy was like, y'all think I know who you are, Tina? You got bigger tits. Or
yeah.
Something like that.
I thought that was funny.
It was a good one.
And but
the
it
old
was
switcheroo.
The old switcheroo.
I loved how that was the name of the chapter.
Yeah, this is old switch. I liked her chapter names.
I did too. They were cute.
They were cute.
Little nice touch. It was cute.
So no, but like the ending, it was just kind of like, I know they're not going to die. She's
not
going to kill off a child. She's not going to kill off Naomi.
I thought Knox might have gotten shot like
as well.
That's kind of what I was thinking. He's going to get shot in the shoulder. He's going to be like, oh no, Naomi, help me. Do you say Naomi or Naomi?
You know what? I think I switched to both.
You've been saying both. That's all I was wondering.
Yeah,
which
I don't
one
know.
You're going to go with.
Naomi. Now I want to say Naomi. Like, I don't know. I
just,
you know, it is what it is. Whatever's coming out of my mouth is what you get. I don't know. How do you say it?
Naomi.
Naomi. Sure.
I had a friend in grade school named
Naomi.
Naomi.
So yeah. That's what you say.
Yeah. But I guess it could go either way.
I guess it's like,
let us know if your name is Naomi or Naomi. Let
how
me know.
Do you pronounce
how do you pronounce
it?
Your name? We want to know.
That's so funny. I know. I really like this book.
It was really good. What did you rate it?
8 out of 10.
I gave it a solid 8 out of 10 too.
It was so good.
It was good.
It literally, okay, so what I always kind of base my scale off of, like, did I want to keep reading it?
Yes,
absolutely. Did it have just like the spice factor? Absolutely.
Yes.
And for like a romance book, it definitely had just all the feels of not even just the spice, but like the connection that they had.
I loved their connection, even though it was kind of rocky at best.
Yeah, well, for a story, I guess.
Yeah.
You have to have it.
I like, loved the grandma in it though, like she was precious.
Their family dynamic was
the
so
family
dynamic.
The fact that at the end Knox gives her parents his house and they move into the big house.
Oh, I know.
I want to do that. I want like my mom and my dad and everybody just in a house all around me, even though they hate each other. It's fine.
It's fine. Yeah. Like, I mean, that's, I think it's just like ideal. And I think that's what everybody wants.
Mm-hmm.
And so it just, at the ending, it just wrapped up like a bow.
So
oh, and then like, so the, okay, the story ends, the end. And then they,
oh, she gets to keep Waylay. Yay.
Yay. Oh, yeah. But duh. Get to see that coming. But then like you get to see the very end of like their wedding.
They do the epilogue and then they do the epilogue.
Yeah.
Did you read that one?
Absolutely.
Oh,
it was sweet.
The infertility issues and
yeah,
they adopt
they
two
adopt
more daughters.
Babies.
Ah!
Yeah. He's surrounded by pretty little ladies. So
I'm
sweet.
Tearing up.
I know. It was
so
precious.
Sweet.
And just their wedding and then the babies and it just was like happily ever after, like all
tied up neat in a bow.
Yeah. And so like look at it, had all the feels, like you just got so happy.
Mm-hmm.
So I just
8 out of 10
solid 8 out of 10. Like obviously
so
I think
good things we never got over. Go read it if you haven't.
Go read it.
We
okay
it.
If you could rename this book though. I know we both said Knock 'Em Out. Like
we
were like
Knock 'Em Out, the Knock 'Em Out series 1, 2, and 3. This is why I'm not an author, obviously. I would never be able to come up with the title of my novel.
I don't even really understand where she got her title, though.
It's because he never got over his dad, so he can't, like, emotionally mature. And she – we didn't even talk about her, like,
leaving
running,
her wedding.
Yeah, running out on her wedding.
There
and
was a lot of details in this
shitty,
book, guys. Like,
shitty ex-husband, whatever, not
ex-fiance.
Shows
up and, like,
what
he
was
hits
his
her
name
and he's
or
so,
something?
Like, aggressive.
Ew. Yeah.
Like, fuck yeah, peace out on my wedding. Like, no, you don't do that.
I don't even remember his name.
No, I don't either, because he sucks.
He doesn't even deserve to be talked about.
Nope.
Yeah, he was in and then he was out because Knox put him on his ass real quick.
It was great.
Loved that part.
I know, I did too. It was like, oh, Knox, come save me.
Come save me.
Yeah. Because you're my boyfriend now.
Haley has a new boyfriend.
Me too. His name is Knox Morgan.
Cute.
Yeah. Okay, wait. So who would you kill off?
The brother.
I have a brother too.
No, you did not.
Yes, I do.
What kill off brother.
Yeah, kill off
brother. Well, I mean, he is a cop. It makes the most sense.
I just think that he did nothing for this series. Or like this book. Like, I understand she had a tie in somehow to get to the second book. But like,
he just kind of, he's a goody two shoes.
He was trying to get into between them, their little love story. It's like, get away.
Whenever Naomi would like be mad at Knox, she would go to him, which not a big fan of that, you know, just to make him jealous. I don't think that's what she was doing, but that's kind of what it felt like.
I agree.
You know? So.
Yeah. I would kill him off too.
Yep. Bye. We could just talk about Lucien and him, because I like Lucien.
I like Lucien too. And I don't know why I liked him so much, because he didn't play a huge role. He was just kind of the friend that came in. The poker match was kind of fun. He just had this vibe, was like
bad boy vibe.
Yeah.
I love a bad boy vibe.
I think that's why we like him.
Yeah.
Who wants to go for the good cop? No one.
We need
both of the bad boys. You. That's why I think we like him and we want to hear his story. So spoiler, and it's sad to say, but we're not going to do the other two books for the podcast. No. Unfortunately, we're done with series.
Done with that.
Actually, I take it back. We're not done with series, because the next books that we're going to do is Divine Rivals.
Yeah, but that's a short series. It's just two books.
It's just two books. Yeah. Well, this is only three. I know. I feel like our series, we are
long, drawn out.
Thrown a glass.
Like, we haven't even dove into that yet.
I can't even touch on that. But so we're kind of done with that for the moment. So we really liked this book.
And so good.
We were like, we have to do it.
I bought the second two. So I'm going to read them. I'll let you know what I think. I'll tell Haley too.
Yeah. We'll post it on our socials and stuff.
We'll talk about it a little bit.
And if you guys have any recommendations for us,
we would love to hear them.
Yeah. Because we are trying to build our TBR of different stuff. Obviously, we love fantasy. So if you have anything, recommendations on there.
Too many fantasies on my TBR.
I know. But if you have any others that are really good, we love romance, thrillers.
Thrillers. Yes, please.
Y'all, I just read Housemaid and I'm going to tell you, shit was off the hook.
Was it good?
It was such a good thriller.
What'd you rate it? I just want to know off the bat what you rate it.
Oh, probably like 8.5.
Oh, so even better than this one?
It was so.
I don't have to read it now.
Did
I
buy it? Going.
I feel like I just went and did a Barnes and Noble haul, and I feel like
such a good thriller. So, like, if you are looking for something a little different than just like, oh, lovey dovey. Mm-hmm. This kept you on your toes.
Ooh,
I couldn't put it down. So I just read that off of my TBR. But,
okay. Cool.
So, that's all I got for now. I don't know. What about you?
Same. I'm just like looking at my.
I know. She's got so many. Look at this whole thing is almost all TBR.
Yeah. I've got a few that, I mean, I finished this, but.
Yeah.
I still need to finish my Game of Thrones series. I need to get to Fire and Ice before that new season comes out this summer.
It's going
to
be good.
Yes.
Seasons 2. I don't even know if it's came out yet, but I just told Sophia about this.
What?
Is I just finished Lessons in Chemistry, and there's a season on that and with Brie Larson. And for people that haven't read that yet, I'm also going to highly, highly recommend
Larson,
it.
Brie Larson, Captain Marvel?
Yes.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, she plays like it's set in the 50s, 60s, 60s. I'm sorry, 60s, where women literally like don't have rights one bit.
I don't know why people dislike Brie Larson. I think she's great.
I know. And somebody, Jen, she was like, I didn't picture her as this character. So we'll see how she plays in it. But I actually like her. So
I don't know. I've always liked her too.
But I don't know how we're going to do the 60s housewife, because just I feel like it's a different role for her.
100%
we'll
a different role. It's like polar opposite.
Uh-huh. We'll see. But it was such a good book, and definitely different of like what I've been reading too. So
cool.
Yeah.
Check it out.
Out of the element. So kind of fun, guys. So we're kind of reading all different books right now. I don't know. What are you reading, Soph, like at the moment? Or did you finish anything?
Honestly, no, not at the moment. I've bought a bunch, but I didn't get started on them.
You know what?
I want to take a little bit of a reading break. I've been playing my Hogwarts game. I'm almost done with it.
See, but like, that's okay. Yeah. Like, I feel like people just get so obsessed with like, I need to read this. I need to read this.
I need to get all of my 300 books read in a
year. Oh my God, my TBR.
That's a lot.
Or just like, you can take breaks.
Yeah.
It's okay, guys. Yeah. You don't have to be reading. It's like book shaming me for not fucking reading a book.
The internet, Instagram, people book shame so hard. Like, okay, I'm sorry. The House of Flame and Shadow people who are just hating on this book so hard, get over yourselves. Your theories didn't come out to play, but it was still a fabulous book. I thought. I enjoyed it.
This is what's wrong with social media a little bit.
People
is
go
it's
crazy.
Getting to be out of hand where even the fact of I haven't even read Crescent City yet. And like, I have to stay away from it.
You have
because
to.
It's like, there's obviously so many spoilers. It's like a show where I'm sorry, but you didn't like the season finale, but the writers have to do something.
Yeah. It's their decision.
The writer's like, no, you know what? I want to kill off this character. Fine. Guess what? They have every right to do that.
They get to do
She's
that.
She's the author.
Like, yeah, we were just talking about like the Game of Thrones ending just last night because Jeremy was like, I mean, they talked to George R. R. Martin. She's supposed to die. People hated it, but that's how it ends.
And they got so mad on it. I actually personally really liked it. I thought they tied it in really well.
I mean, I hated it because I love Danny, but
yeah,
I'm okay with it. It is what it is.
And well, it was shocking.
I still think it's
crazy.
A fabulous series.
Me too.
I still want to finish the books.
So it's just, I don't understand why people hate on.
I think they get too invested.
It's like, calm the fuck down.
Calm the fuck down.
That's a book.
That's our advice. Calm the fuck down. Calm the fuck down, please.
So
I want a t-shirt that says that.
Calm the fuck down about your TBR. Like, let it go.
Yeah. You got plenty of time. Books aren't going anywhere.
That's what,
thankfully.
Honestly, and that's what I love about books is that even like from the 60s, guys, there's so many good books that were written even back in the day. You don't have
Lord of the Rings was written in what, the 40s?
Yes.
Yeah.
I don't. Still, I've said it once. I've said it again. Have y'all read Flowers in the Attic? Crazy ass freaking
book.
Oh,
we talked about that. That's the old one, right?
It's such an old book, yet it's so great. So
Little Women.
Great book.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't let book talk.
Don't let the internet discourage you.
Yes.
Basically, trolls, you suck.
Yeah. And you know what? Like, I know we try to do like popular books too and stuff.
Yeah.
But like, we also throw in other books that just like, oh,
we enjoyed. Yes. We do this for us. Do whatever you want. Do it for you. Keep yourself happy.
We just like to do recommendations. And if you recommend us a book, we'll read it.
Because
that's what we like
that
to
was
do.
That Tis the Season for Revenge. Kaylee recommended
Kaylee
that
Kaylee recommended
such
it.
A good read. Loved it.
And it was great. So
didn't somebody recommend this to you?
Yes.
Wasn't it Kaylee again?
It was Kaylee again.
She got shout out. We love you, Kaylee.
Kaylee twice came in clutch with some books.
So good.
They're super fun. And so if you please recommend us some books. That's all I gotta say.
We love it.
We love
and we appreciate you. We're almost done with this season. We're just going to do, like I said, the two divine rivals and then a season wrap up and we're done.
And we're done.
Going to take a little break and we'll be back later.
For season two. Yep. We're TBR on that. Well, no, wait.
I have no idea when we're going to start that. No idea.
I know. I don't either, which is fine. We're going to take a little break. We want to give you all some new content. We want to read some new books.
We do this
kind of
do
a reformat.
Us, honestly, we do this for us. We do it for you, but we do it for us mainly.
We do. So. It's just like our little outlet.
Do your life for you. Don't live for other people. My advice of the
know.
Day.
Well, it's good advice because this is why we started it, was to talk about books that we just totally enjoy and we want to share it. So
I feel like we've done that. We're doing that.
We have.
Yay,
and so
us.
We need new content to read. It doesn't, like we said, it doesn't go anywhere.
Nope, so. It doesn't.
That's all we got on this book, but we hope you love it and read it. And if you did already read it, that you just love Knox Morgan as much as I do.
Yes. Share your thoughts with us. We'd love to hear them. Until next time.
I'm Haley.
I'm Sophia.
Bye, guys.
Bye. Okay, there it is.
You can take other clips at that end.